Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to Reflect, Diving a Little Deeper. In this series, we're discussing the batini esoteric dimensions of different rituals in the Islamic Sharia. One may ask as to whether or not there's any reference to the batin in the Holy Quran. Not only is the answer affirmative, but a third of the Quran is explicitly in relation to the batin. In chapter 30, verse 7, it reads, "They know the zahir of the worldly life, but they, in relation to the akhirah, they are oblivious. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ." Note that the term akhirah is used in opposition to the zahir of the worldly life. Hence, the akhirah is a Quranic secret key word, a code denoting the batin of the worldly life. Think about it. Moreover, there are numerous traditions from all schools and denominations within Islam stating that verily with the Quran, there's a zahir and a batin, and within every batin, there's a batin seven times over, in some traditions 70, in some 7,000 times over. Contrary to the zahir of the Quran, the batin is infinite. Now we're elaborating on the rituals of purification. It may be worthy to start by explaining what the esoteric reality of water, the most important purifying agent, is. In chapter 72, verse 16, the Quran states, "And if they had remained steadfast upon the path, we would have satiated them with abundant water. وَأَنْ لَوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا." Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam esoterically reveals that the abundant water is tantamount to abundant knowledge. Water is by definition that which satiates you. In this physical realm, that's tantamount to H2O. In the metaphysical realm, the domain of the soul, that which satiates one is knowledge. It's one reality, but it manifests differently depending on the realm of existence. In the Sharia, there are many classifications for water. One such classification describes water as being either qalil, little, or kor, voluminous. And were a najis material to encounter a qalil water, the latter would be deemed najis, impure, through and through, to the core. What's the esoteric narrative to this zahiri ritual? Well, you and I can also be categorized as qalil, having little knowledge, or kor, having voluminous knowledge. And were you to be qalil, once a najis, which esoterically signifies a doctrinal dilemma or a dunya-toxicated lifestyle, were this to encounter you, you would be spiritually and existentially deemed impure, through and through, to the core. Hence, this exoteric instruction is in fact offering one a protocol to spiritual safety and security. Be aware of sufficing with being qalil. This was Reflect, Diving a Little Deeper.